Indiana real estate headlines. New Indiana property records tool streamlines owner, deed, and permit searches. PropertyChecker.com has launched an Indiana-specific platform that lets users search property records, find owner information, look up deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in IN can conduct faster due diligence and verify property details without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark /indiana.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction. Indiana real estate headlines. Northwest Indiana Realtor Commission Guide, What IN Agents Should Know for 2022. A comprehensive guide covering realtor commission fees, strategies for finding low commission agents, and low fee options in Indiana. Understanding local commission structures helps Indiana real estate professionals stay competitive and transparent with clients in their market. Review the full commission breakdown at the source link to benchmark your own fee structure. Indiana real estate headlines. Indy.gov updates residential development permit resources for IN builders. The City of Indianapolis provides information and guidance on residential development permits through its official website. Real estate professionals in IN need current permitting knowledge to navigate Indianapolis residential projects efficiently and avoid costly delays. Review the latest residential development permit requirements at Indy.gov before your next Indianapolis project. Indiana real estate updates. Indian County Property Appraiser Tools now available for IN record search. Indian County Property Appraiser Tools help you find home values and view tax assessments through an online search. IN real estate professionals can leverage these appraisal records to support accurate valuations and client consultations. Access the Indian County Property Appraiser search at https://indiancountypropertyappraiser.org/ to review tax assessments. Indiana real estate updates. Indiana commission rates. What agents should know about 5 to 6% averages. A new breakdown explains how Indiana's typical 5 to 6% real estate commissions work, how they're split, and whether they're negotiable. Understanding commission structures helps Indiana agents and brokers set competitive expectations and communicate value to clients. Review the full commission breakdown at www.housio.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-in-indiana/. Indiana real estate updates. New Indiana building permit guide simplifies permitting process for local pros. PermitFlow has released a complete guide to building permits in Indiana, including resources and municipal guides to streamline permitting. Real estate professionals in IN can use this resource to anticipate project timelines, advise clients on compliance requirements, and avoid costly delays during transactions and developments. Bookmark the Indiana Building Permit Guide at the source URL for quick reference on municipal requirements across the state. Background and context, a 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most IN jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most IN jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.